Hey, Carl, a win.
Yeah.
3 points. But I think it was scrappy.
Yeah, it was. It was a strange game, but I think when you play against Aston, it always seemed to be that way with the way they set out. You know, they have they're strong defensively and quite solid in it. They make it difficult for us to break them down. And, you know, scoring the early goal should have been a godsend to us. And, you know, then committing a little bit of Harry Carey, really, we shot ourselves in the foot again. But, you know, good. Got to give the lad credit from the position he was in to beat a couple of men and stick it away, and fair play to him. But and then I thought we controlled the game again, in long parts. We just got a little bit, whether it's the two defeats on the bounce and trying to get back to winning ways, I think we just got a little bit, not desperate, but just, we weren't as controlled as we normally are, but it's 3 points, and this time of the year when we're looking to kick on for the rest of the season, especially after the defeat at Northwich, we'll take it.
Yeah. Definitely. I think I saw something the other day that you'd said that the key to it now is to get support for Norton up front, I think.
Yeah.
Is that something, again, that's not disappointing, I suppose, today, but
we we've shown we can do it, because the goal that we scored in the first half was a great run from midfield from Matty Wolf, and a shot, and March is there to tap it in. We just wanted to encourage that more, but we said at half time what we were doing, because they'd sat deep and we were playing, I think, in the centre half, might have more touches of the ball than anybody in that first half. You're totally in control, but we've got to be looking to be a bit more progressive than that. And when teams are sitting like that, sometimes you have to switch it up. And there's many occasions in the first half where we could have knocked diagonal balls, especially from left to right or right to left, whichever it may be. And that gives them another problem to think about. I think if we'd have done that more, that support would have been a lot more fast coming.
Yeah, because I mean, like you said, early goals, early game, and second half, you must get a bit. I use the word again. We do it all the time. Frustrated that we don't just kick on and
it's football.
It's football, isn't
football,
it? Yeah.
The season, lads, we've got to remember they just non-league football.
It's easy to forget that, really. Yeah.
Professionals. They weren't training yesterday by any stretch of the imagination. And it's you find, I think you often find this time of year in games round about this period, especially non-league level. You get some strange results and some strange performances, and I'm sure that will bear fruit today. Luckily, we've been able, although we were at our best, to secure 3 points. And Ashton, that's a good result against Ashton, because they're getting a lot of players back now. They've had a terrible injury run, and that they belie the position they're in. The league,
exactly.
They're definitely better than that, and they'll take a lot of points off a lot of good teams. So just a bit of big on maybe 3 points. Definitely.
Is it not a normal week now with training wise?
We'll train
next Monday, mate.
Train Thursday, and then get the lads ready for next Monday.
Does that mean no fullbacks at all? Were you?
Well,
it's a problem, but you can't do about it, can you?
No, it's there. We've just got to deal with it. We've got a squad, and that's what the squad's there for.
Exactly.
We'll adjust and do the things that we see fit to pick a winning team against Bradford.
Just go.
Cheers.